Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. I gotta tell you, I am blown away by the absolute blindness from those that should know better. Here's the headline. Ready for this? Okay, they still don't understand that there's 1,000 other presidential contenders. They're only being told about the two that they want you to hear from, right? Ignoring the other 1,000, go to Ballotpedia, and you will find it there, presidential contenders. Over 1,000, but you get to hear from Donald Trump and Joe Biden and them alone, or Nikki Haley, who by the way, all of these are students under the WEF. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but we've highlighted this before. But let me go back and show you something here, friends. The greatest election interference plot in the U.S. history has been thwarted. It's been thwarted, friends. Not it's been pre-planned. I mean, apparently they don't hear that all that happens in politics is pre-planned. Said that of Roosevelt back in the 30s. He's also the same guy that said presidents aren't elected by the people. They're selected by the powers that are tolerated, is what he was saying. Here's another one. I mean, again, coming from people that you would think knew better. President Trump wins big again. I mean, folks, he's a representation of an underdog that represents the people, as if to suggest that the bad guys, the wicked men, and the evil that prevails throughout the land doesn't know that. The Bible says that we're going to stand there on that day, and we're going to look at the great deluder, Satan himself, and we're going to look at him and say, he deceived the whole world. See, this is what happens when people abstain from reading the Word of God. They believe the mainstream media. You know, it's crazy. They'll sit and tell you that the mainstream media is lying to you all day until it comes to Donald Trump. And when it comes to Donald Trump, somehow or another, they're telling you the truth. Now, this is what I want you to think about for a moment. Okay, so I have friends that have been to the Supreme Court several times. I have another friend that's been waiting to go to the Supreme Court for 2 to 3 years now. Doesn't anybody think it's rather odd that just, what, a week and a half ago, if that, Donald Trump asked the Supreme Court to go ahead and take up his case concerning what was going on? And with days, just days of the request, all of a sudden, they gave him a 9-0 victory. Donald Trump. I mean, how can it be otherwise? It's not like he ever did anything to the establishment. I mean, folks, I mean, the fact of the matter is he's just calling in favors right now. But you know what, folks? Again, I'm telling you what I know to be true. And again, the people that are telling you this is a great victory for our side, you got to ask them the question, how is it now that you believe the mainstream media when you're calling them out for fraud and deception 24/7, Proverbs 19:9? Oh, my goodness. And let me make one more point before we move on here. For all of you who think that you're getting your way in 2024, again, the question that is laid bare to your candor and the rest of the world is, why haven't you heard of other presidential candidates? How come it's only the ones that they want you to hear from? And if you want to go and check and cross-check what I'm telling you, which I prefer that you do, go to presidential candidates. Go to ballotpedia.org. Ballotpedia.org, presidential candidates 2024, and you're going to find that there's over 1,000 other presidential candidates that you have not heard a peep from. That should concern everybody in this country, and it should also show you how much control over the propaganda narrative that the Mockingbird media has garnered and wielded over you. That's what's even more bothersome concerning what is in fact happening in this country today. But again, you would think people would wake up. You know, speaking of politics, politics is the science of government, and that is the definition. Everybody lives politics, right? But politics is the science of government, and science is the study of creation. And when you look at 18:20 and 25, verse 25 of Exodus, you can see that it was the Lord that established the institution of government. We know this in America, okay? But the reason I'm saying this is because a lot of people have been asking the question about this guy. Where did this guy come from? Why all of a sudden did he come out of nowhere? Because when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up, say the bad guys, the wicked man, the evil that resides within those organizations like the Illuminati and those 300 men that think they control the world, which they control nothing. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to get back to this guy really quick so I can play this video for you. But this guy that I'm going to show you right now, he just came out of nowhere, and somehow or another, he is another freedom fighter on the behalf of the people. Just like Elon Musk, until people figured out he was a Satanist and his mother was in the occult and that he wanted to put a chip in the back of your brain so he can control you. Yeah, yeah, that guy. Remember that guy? Yep, just give it a little time and the Lord will bring all things to the light. And he does Luke 12 too. Let's get to this really quick because I want you to see this. And this is an answer to all of the people that have been asking me about this guy.
Supposed. Trump and Vivek had an exchange. Trump said that Vivek is in disguise. Well, Vivek decided not to retaliate. But here's some details you should know about Vivek. Why does the mainstream media love him even though he has the same talking points as Trump? MSNBC, The New York Times, Axios,
Political Opposition.
The establishment are all behind him. Why? Vivek turned into a billionaire from his company Roivant, who had never actually taken a pharmaceutical to market. Only a few went to phase 3 clinical trials, but never actually hit the market and turned a profit. Yet three of his major investors were BlackRock, State Street,
Listen
and Vanguard.
Carefully.
What a surprise. Did you also know that he had received funding from the Soros family, and he paid to have it wiped from Wikipedia? He was also given a massive donation from Glenn Dubin, one of Epstein's friends who was named in the Epstein documents recently released. And if that's not enough, he was labeled in 2021 as one of the young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
There it
he
is
had
again.
No problem with keeping that label and using it for his advantage, but as soon as he decided to become a Republican candidate, decided to sue the World Economic Forum, saying that he didn't know and never allowed them to list him as a young global leader. But get this. Not only did he sue the establishment of establishments, he won in 90 days, receiving money and a written apology from the World Economic
Forum. Boy, that is just amazing. That is just astonishing. How quick all those people that are put in the limelight, how they can just get victory after victory just within days or within just a couple months. But for us peasants, friends, years and $250,000 to go forward on a lawsuit concerning illegal censorship. But these people aren't being censored. They're being promoted. See how this works? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Concerning our schedule, which is supposed to be in Pensacola, I don't know that it's going to happen as quick as we thought it was, but we are still working on the Pensacola event in Florida. We have an affiliate there, and we were asked to do an event, and so in the process of doing so, we're pushing forward on that one. That's supposed to be at the end of the month, but we'll keep you posted on that one, as well as we're working on an event in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and I think that surrounding area of those states, and that's being put together as we speak too. But if you want to check out where we're going to be tomorrow, we're going to be at the Land of Promise in Buffalo, Minnesota at 6:30. The Land of Promise in Buffalo, Minnesota. We'd love to see you there. 6:30 we start, and we'll see how that transpires. I'm looking forward to that because we're hitting issues in our own backyard, just as well as just out in the country and abroad. That's one of the things that I continuously said and have said. It's like, man, I'm spending all this time outside of the state of Minnesota, and we are under attack in a big way in the state of Minnesota right now by a bunch of unlawful criminals operating outside of their scope of authority. And we're going to be talking with a guy named Ron Bransner tomorrow about that topic concerning what is happening. And folks, we got a lot going on behind the scenes concerning connecting with people and making things happen locally as well as nationally. So to say all that, to say this, check us out on our schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check our schedule out. P.S. also wanted to let you know that you keep us out there. Your gifts and offerings keep us out there. That what you listen to during the break is not our sponsors. That's Genesis Communication Network's sponsors. And again, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for 24, 25 years now, as well as going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. BrightonLibertyRadio.com. And again, check out our schedule. Also, check out the store. And if you do order, by the way, your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. Say if the USPS, and if you want to, well, I'll give you the ETA as to how we see it. Usually takes 2 to 3 days. And we have a brand new book called All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front. It's a 2.5-hour read. After you're done with that one, also check out The Soldier of the Cross, another one all predicated and premised on the Word of God and testimony. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. We are called to operate in the gift of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, not outside of that. Why? Because that's where men find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. So, folks, you know that little saying I like to throw out there, and it's, of course, it's been around forever, but you know, you give the bad guys enough rope and they'll hang themselves. I know a lot of time was spent during these alleged fires that were taking place in Maui, you know, all those fires that were going on over there in Hawaii just because it was dry. And then all of a sudden we seen the government basically pulling down all the defenses of the people there, and their children went missing. And then we found out other things, like the top of certain places were painted a certain color, and if they were painted blue, those houses didn't burn. Remember this? This is still going on, and FEMA was heavily involved in this. And, of course, there's the federal government again with another unconstitutional agency being caught by the people of Maui concerning the crimes that they're guilty of towards the people of Maui. And they meant to censor all this information. But I just want to bring you back to, again, Treasonous Joe, just for another moment, just to show you that he did it, friends. You just give them enough rope and they hang themselves. And I want you to listen carefully as to what Joey says here, because he just told you everything I told you before. And what he did here is he blurted the truth out in his confusion like they always do. Check it out.
The ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because they have the right roof on it. And anyway.
One roof, one house didn't burn down because he said they had the right roof on top of their house. Here, let's listen to that again.
Fly over these areas that are burned to the ground. You'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it.
One home sitting there because it still had the right roof on there. It was painted blue. And you guys all remember this, right? All these homes that were painted blue on top of them, they didn't burn. It was just the ones that weren't painted blue that burned. Yeah, that shows you technology, friends. And we got video. I mean, we spent a lot of time on that, highlighting what was going on there. And of course, it's not over. And I know the American people, it's corruption does what corruption does because of the short-term memory of the people. I remember a dictator said one time, he said, you know, it's a good thing for people in power, the corrupt, saying this, it's a good thing for people in power that the people don't think. That's why they do what they do. Also wanted to highlight this. I played this, I believe, on Saturday. And this lines up with what's going on a nationwide basis. We're seeing this this kind of activity advocating for these crimes against children, unwilling to defend the kids in hopes of making them a prey. I would suggest that the bad guys do themselves a real quick favor and read Luke 17:2 as well as Exodus 22. Because the Lord said that if you would all aim at them, you go after them. He said, and I hear their cries, I will kill you with the sword. That's what the Lord said. And then when you look at Luke 17:2, we understand what it says. It says, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend a little one. I want you to understand, friends, that when you look throughout Scripture, you can't find offenses towards kids. Why? Because the people feared God. It was the unthinkable act. Well, guess what's happening in America? The unthinkable act. We're seeing more and more governors, which I've highlighted over and over again, pay attention to the people that they're planting into office. And you heard me right, planting into office. They're sodomites. They're lesbians. They're what they call transgenders. Look how they're appointing your military with men dressed as women. I mean, it's history repeating itself once again. And again, as the people sit back and allow this to happen, you're daring the justice of God. But making the point, friends, you can't find in Scripture anywhere where you see the children of Israel were told to leave the kids alone. Why? Because it was unthinkable. But in America, I guess it's thinkable. And you want to see how far men can go down, how debased they can become, how evil and wicked they are from within themselves. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Talking about the heart. Oh, my goodness. I played this for you on Saturday. This is going on in Colorado right now. Also consider that I did a video 12 years ago on Jared Polis, who is now the governor. He's a sodomite. And look what's going on in his state. Now, I want you to contemplate and consider what I'm telling you here. Jared Polis has called out 10, 12 years ago from this ministry and others that he's a sodomite. The gay agenda is predicated on what? Man, boy, love. And their slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. So this should make perfect sense as to what's going on in your country today. This is Colorado. Listen to Andrew Rosennecker. Okay, he's a representative.
Children. These are 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old kids. They buy them for sex. Then we tried to get a bill through, Representative Bradley sent one through, that was going to put these buyers in jail. Right now, most of the time, they get off on probation. Almost all the time, they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And we tried to say, well, they need to at least serve a minimum of 4 years. And then we sat and listened to the Democrats fight against this bill, fight against putting these people in jail, and came up with all kinds of reasons, including that these buyers are victims themselves. This is very discouraging, and it's also very disgusting for me that they would actually defend this. And then they voted completely. Democrats voted 100%.
So the bad guys, what they taught you to believe is the left, they voted 100% not to prosecute those that are committing crimes against children. Why? Because they're pedophiles. That's why. They're extorted men. That's why. This should come as no surprise whatsoever as to what he's saying here. But I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to see the Lord move in justice, just keep allowing this. Because it applies to everybody that tolerates this. If you're not preaching out against it, it means that you're guilty of it. Okay? The reason I played that again, I played it on Saturday, and I want to play it for you again, is because the People's Voice just highlighted in Oklahoma, the police investigating a school that forced children to suck toes in the front of pedophiles. Not a joke. Folks, I'm not going to go there, but look at this. This is children made to lick and suck the toes of other individuals. Why would they do that, friends? Why would they do that? And I'm just wondering if those guys that filmed this, I wonder if they're in jail yet. And if not, I wonder if they're still alive because Daddy now seen this. But then I would say to Daddy and Mommy, why did you have them there in the first place? We'll be right back again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours or if their symptoms have been improving. Additionally, the CDC advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others.
USA's John Schaefer. War in the Middle East bleeds into the natural world as happens. In the wake of a successful Houthi rebel sinking, it was a UK-owned commercial cargo ship. Fertilizer is now infesting the waters of the Red Sea. At the same time, the sinking marks the very first time Houthi rebel attackers have actually put a commercial cargo ship beneath the waves since their attacks ramped up in November. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Yep. Okay, so I was just highlighting, if you just joined us, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that page, subscribe there. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and go ahead and give us a call if you'd like to, add to, take away, contend, whatever the case might be, Jude 3 and 4, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I wanted to tell you this really quick before I get over to what I was just highlighting during the last segment. Did you see that? What is it? I'm going to see if I can pull it up really quick. This is live radio, and it's one of those deals where I want you to see for yourself that our deficit is being, I think it's every, it's a short amount of time. Okay, here it is. The U.S. national debt is rising up $1 trillion about every 100 days. That's what they're telling us. If you put that in contrast to the way our forefathers established, when they took out a loan to establish who we are as a people, it was paid back by the end of the tenure of that sitting president. Now we're being told that the American people, their deficit, the national debt, is rising $1 trillion but about every 100 days. Now, I also want you to put in the light of this, these said representatives that have sold you out and played the Judas, Luke 22:48. It's interesting how they went into office. They had nothing. They go into office. They make $174,400 a year. And within 1 to 2 to 3 years, they go from making $174,400 to a millionaire status. How do you suppose that's happening? It's amazing. Our national debt is rising, said they, according to Louder News, $1 trillion every 100 days, but somehow or another, the said representatives sitting there working for special interest groups are rising to the level of a millionaire status within just 1 to 2 to 3 years. And in some cases, several million dollars. I wanted to throw that in there because I want you to understand that they think that you are stupid. Okay? They're, as they kiss you, they're selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. That's what's happening. Okay? I was just highlighting this just a moment ago. That in Colorado, where they have a sodomite, by the way, our laws condemn sodomy in every state, but they have a sodomite sitting in the governor's office in the state of Colorado, and we just watched this said representative talk about how those that what they want you to believe is called the left are doing everything in their power, voting 100% to make sure that pedophiles are not criminalized. No, because they're trying to normalize it. See, this is stuff I said over 15 years ago that nobody wanted to listen to. And remember again, MSNBC, CNN. I mean, I was on the front page of 3 and 4 states at one time doing high schools where they were calling me a bigot. I was called a hater, this, that, and the other thing. And I told them, no, that's not the case. I said, the problem is you hate the law that condemns the crime that you want to commit against our kids, and I'm not going to stand by and act like you're not doing it because I know the history of you. Okay, that's what's happening today. Nobody wanted to listen to that. Now they are voting 100% in Colorado to protect pedophiles committing crimes against children. Then I just highlighted this during the break. Again, it's always aimed at the kids. Why? Because he's innocent. She's innocent. Why? Because they're the model of heaven, the Lord said. Who would want to go after them and pervert them and distort them and destroy them? Satan. He's got to find minions to do it, right? And he's found them, but the problem is the American people are allowing the bad guys to plant them within the walls of government and in the halls of government. And that responsibility falls to the church. Okay? Now, I don't need, because I'm not going there. I can just tell you, friends, there's certain things I've never seen in all of my life, and by the grace of God, I will never see them. But it already gets your imagination going as to why, in a school, Deer Creek High, told little kids to suck and kiss the toes of other students. Why would they do that? This is the stuff they do in Hollywood. This is the video I was just playing for you right during the end of the last break. Now, I can't again, folks, this is the stuff that I warned of over 15 years ago. What are they doing? Who would film something like that? Who would tell a kid to suck the toes or kiss the toes of another? These are adults, too, by the way. Okay? I'll tell you what. If I was daddy or mommy, my kid wouldn't be in there in the first place. But if I was in that local community, I'll tell you what. Everybody would know what just happened in that school. And I would make clear that that individual that just advocated for that crime, you know why he did it, I would make sure the whole county and the whole city and the whole state knew it. And then I would take it to the nation. And that's what I'm doing right now. This is incredible that they're so emboldened. Hey, friends, I thought it wasn't about the kids. Who can say anything in contrast to what I am telling you now? Nobody can. But just think, the American people allowed the mainstream media to go ahead and beat up, I'm a big boy, beat up on Bradley Dean, calling me all these names, and I'm a liar, this, that, and the other thing, and I'm a hater. Well, guess what? Now they're so emboldened to do this kind of stuff, and now they're so emboldened to now go directly against the church and attack the church. And you know what? Rightfully so. I want to tell you why. Because much of what you see in this country is not the church in any sense of the word. What you see is the children of the apostate. You'll understand when it's the real church. And P.S., so will your enemies. So will your enemies. This kind of stuff right here, friends, if that doesn't get your dander up, again, it's one of those deals where I can't help you. Is the government stopping it? No. I just showed you a representative from Colorado that said they voted 100% to make sure that pedophiles are not incriminated. Well, where's that coming from? Where do you think it's coming from? And this started a long time ago. This started under George Bush Jr., the little devil. Big devil's in hell now with the other devils, okay? John 8:44. And now the younger devil, he was the one that was advocating for it. It was interesting because I had Bishop Harry Jackson from Washington, D.C., who used to be a part of the evangelical circle around George Bush. George Bush, the reason he got voted in is because he said, when asked, who's the most influential person that you know? George Bush Jr. said, Jesus. That's all he had to say in the American version of what you call Christianity, which is a lack thereof. They just went right along with it and said, we'll let him take the helm. Okay? He was the one that was advocating the whole gay agenda in the first place. Bishop Harry Jackson, when he came over, he said, Bradley, he goes, I'm a part of that circle where we meet with the president. He said, I knew when it came to the whole sodomite agenda, which our laws condemn, he goes, I knew something was wrong because he would never address it. But what I did is I took the time to show him documents where George Bush Jr. was signing on, putting his signature to community, gay communities, encouraging them to continuously do the things that they were doing. And this is what I wish people would understand when they would judge them by fruit, their fruit, 7:16-20. In the book of Matthew, Jesus told us to judge accordingly. And 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, Satan transforms his angels, servants as an angel of light, not of darkness. Okay, they're devils, friends. They come to you like they're doing you a service, like they're your best friend. Now, I want to take it a step further now, going 15 years fast forward as to where we're at. Because, again, remember, this is I was all crazy. I was a liar. I was a hater, a bigot. Okay, look at this. It's not about, friends, upholding the law in any sense of the word. Look at this devil right here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, New York Attorney General, again, another plant. Folks, you have to understand, there's voter fraud, majorly. They're plants. These are not the people's choice when it comes to their representation. It's not their choice. It's the mainstream media talking to you and for you, acting as if the people chose these people to be the said representatives. It is not. Just like what they're doing with Biden and Trump, it's the same thing. Look what she's doing. New York Attorney General orders Long Island executive cease and desist over transgender athlete ban. Okay, so the Americans are under attack by illegals that are being lured in by federal and state governments. The federal government, the state government, along with the mayors, are stealing our money and giving it to illegals, overlooking our homeless. They're the ones that are responsible. 8 U.S. Code 1324, Cornell Law. It's the federal statute that condemns these crimes concerning the responsible party, yours truly. And it's interesting, crimes are being committed against Americans by illegal immigrants, and yet this attorney general wants to make sure that boys dressed as women can go ahead and participate in sports. No, I'm not making it up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Yeah, I was just highlighting this, friends. The New York Attorney General, in spite of all of the crimes being committed against Americans by illegals today, and I told you this was going to happen as well. That's all you have to do is read the Word of God, because he already told us what's going to happen. New York Attorney General orders Long Island executive cease and desist over transgender athlete men. Guess what, friends? It's illegal. They have become so obsolete to American government, and it shows you again the American people have become so ignorant of what they're said. Listen to me carefully. Representative. They're representatives. They do what you allow them to do. They can't do any more than that. And if you let them alone, this is what they do. Okay? And then when you stand up against them, they create unconstitutional alpha organizations to attack you like the Gestapo. That's where we're at. Don't be afraid of that. Don't you dare take your counsels from your fears, friends. So she cares right now more about those boys that want to be girls that can't make it in boys' sports. That's the truth. And she cares more that they can participate in girls' athlete, with girls in these games that they play than she does about protecting the American people. Brand new article. I'm going to show you a video in just a moment. Hang on. At least 44 U.S.-bound migrants arrested after migrants destroy shelter, vehicles in fight. What do you think they're going to bring with them? What do you think they're going to bring in with them, friends? Just exactly what I told you they're going to. You know what? That sounds really arrogant. I don't care. It's called confidence. If you can't make distinction, that's on you, not on me. I told you this was coming. I told you that this is exactly what's going to happen. They're attacking our police. They're attacking our college students. Got a brand new article out. I'll append it to the bottom of the feed after the show here. What is happening is absolutely a reflection of the American people. Again, and I know people, I just got into it with a lady the other day saying, you know, why do you keep saying it's us? Well, every country deserves the government that it has. The government is a reflection of the people. Who am I supposed to blame? Am I supposed to blame Joe Biden for the crimes that he's allowed to commit because 329.5 million people want to make jokes about him? I don't understand where you're coming from. I mean, this what's happening today wouldn't even have happened 15 years ago in this country. Why? Because people took a little more responsibility than what they have today and what they are today. Oh, it's the truth. Okay, so coming up on what I really want you to see, outside of everything that you just seen and heard, yeah. Okay. No, I was just thinking of something, and I'm considering should I or should I not bring that up. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost brings all things to remembrance. I just don't know how it fits. And if it's not line upon line, I want to keep it out of the conversation for right now. So the name of the show is Provocation of War Leveled at Americans. Americans, I want you to answer the question. Who's attacking you? Who's been attacking you since September 11th in a big, major way? I mean, just also you can throw in Ruby Ridge. You can throw in the Branch Davidians. You can throw in the Oklahoma City bombing. You can throw all that in there. And I'm sure a lot of political prisoners right now that are in jail for doing the right thing, they can tell you a lot more than I can. But I can tell you on being on the outside as to what we are dealing with and understanding, because I partake with it every day of my life. Just who's attacking you? Who's been creating agencies to war against you? Just let's bring it into scope. Want to wake you up. Sometimes if you want the fruit, you got to shake the tree. Okay? Who's attacking you? I'm not. I'm just merely revealing the crimes that are being committed against you by federal and state governments. And I'm just here to show you, according to the Word of God, that's a big no-no, and according to the Constitution, that incriminates them for their crimes being committed against you. I'm curious, are they going to just go away, the bad guys? Are they just going to go ahead and incriminate each other? Or are they going to do like what they did in Colorado there, where they voted 100% to make sure that pedophiles, because they're not going to incriminate themselves, that pedophiles don't go to jail for their crimes that are being committed against children? And I said it on Saturday, if this isn't a provocation of war, what is? And again, for those that are my family online, have I not been telling you for the last 15 to 20 years that I've been on national radio that they've been creating corrupt politicians hand in glove with the mainstream media and their useful idiots? Have I not warned you 1,000 times over that they're creating domestic insurrection, they're creating war within? Yeah? Yeah? And now we're here. Again, today. I want to further solidify my point just to show you. Here is a hit piece aimed at the American people by those that call themselves Americans. Of course, this comes from the lowest ratings known to mankind, but again, you're paying for this. Isn't it interesting how many of these outlets went bankrupt, 10, 15 years ago, but yet they survived? And while they were selling to you that all these news outlets, as they called them, were going bankrupt, they were going bankrupt because people weren't buying their propaganda. Isn't it interesting how now we've been censored, suppressed, and questioned for the truth that we preach? And put that together. Why are we being suppressed? Why are we being censored if we were lying to the people? No, we're not lying to the people. They don't mind those. You got all those other talking heads in the conservative movement today that are merely taking off of the table of the propagandists, and then they're sharing it with you on their table. That's what you're getting concerning the best that you have in the conservative movement. And I think I shared this with you too, friends. The propaganda that I get, it doesn't come from what you call the left. It comes from the said conservatives of the day that are going right along. I just showed you that earlier. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. They think they're telling you the truth, friends, yet they're getting it from the same people that they say they don't believe in. You can't, that's called holding the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1, 18. Read it when you get a moment. I want to show this to you. And I want to ask you again a question so you can answer for yourself. Who are they zeroing in on? Where would they get the brazen, the audacity? Where would they get this kind of content? And why would they feel so safe to go ahead and throw it on their television program if they're not advocating for war? I'm just asking, okay? Go ahead and check this piece out.
Political science at the University of
Maryland. Listen to this.
Baltimore County, Tom Schaller, and journalist and opinion writer Paul Waldman. Their new book, out tomorrow, is entitled White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. And Tom, we'll start
so,
with
so
you.
So, friends, what did they just do? They just called white rural Americans. They've been doing this for 20 years now. The DHS put out 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and it's you and me. And now they're just blatantly doing it on MSNBC, okay? What's the problem? White rural rage, the threat to American democracy. Okay, that's what they said.
For white rural voters, a threat to democracy at this point. You would think, as we pointed out, looking at Joe Biden's background and Donald Trump's, that the opposite would be true.
I mean, we lay out the fourfold interconnected threat that white rural voters pose to the country. First of all, and we show 30 polls and national studies to demonstrate this. We provide the receipts in Chapter 6. They're the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay geodemographic group in the country. Second, they're the most conspiracist group. QAnon support and subscribers.
This is all called a propaganda hit piece, okay?
COVID denialism and scientific skepticism, Obama birtherism.
Okay, so really what they're saying is if you question any of the narrative that's thrown on you, you're the problem. They're calling it white rural rage. I wonder if these guys are going to have a job after this, okay? Let's go on.
Democratic sentiments. They don't believe in an independent press, free speech. They're most likely to say the president should be able to act unilaterally without any checks from Congress or the courts or the bureaucracy. They're also the most strongly white nationalists and white Christian nationalists. And fourth, they are most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to peaceful public discourse.
So you mentioned a lot of negative factors about this.
Okay, so folks, again, I can't make that up. You are under attack. That's it. I love you enough to tell you. We got to get busy. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to book us, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.